guys. Thanks for tuning in to Flock It today. I'm so happy to have you here. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about a few daily goals and challenges to set for ourselves that will help us get through this crazy COVID-19 and quarantine and all the craziness that's happening. Most of us are just out of our routine. We're unable to work out in gyms, see our friends, just the craziness is endless. So I want to talk about a few things that have helped me, and I hope they'll help you too. The first one is to exercise for at least 30 minutes a day. I have set a goal for myself to do that for 5 days a week, but as often as you can, every day if you're available. Just get your body moving. There are so many benefits to exercise. I'll name a few. The first one is it can make you feel happier. It's shown to improve your mood and decrease feelings of depression, anxiety, and stress. It produces changes in the parts of the brain that regulate stress and anxiety, and it can also increase brain sensitivity for the hormones serotonin and norepinephrine, which relieves feelings of depression. It's good for your muscles and bones, obviously. It can increase your energy levels. It can help skin health. It can help your brain health and memory. Regular exercise improves blood flow to the brain and helps brain health. Among other adults, it can also help protect mental function. It's like when we're getting older and we start forgetting things. I hope none of us will, but it might be inevitable. And one other thing for exercise for me is that it helps me focus. Like during the day, if I am just scatterbrained and all over the place, I typically need to work out and just get some of that extra energy that I'm feeling out. It always helps for me, so I hope you'll try that one. The next one is to drink 80 ounces of water daily. Obviously, this is a given that water is essential. Most times I would grab for a soda versus a water, but this goal and challenge has really helped me because water has so many great benefits. Just to name a few, it can prevent and treat headaches, it hydrates you and affects your energy levels and brain function, which I've noticed. If I have gone the whole day without drinking water, by the end of the day, I'm usually just so blech. Like I'm tired, I'm grumpy, and it's a simple fix. I just need to drink water throughout the day. Something that has helped me is by getting a water bottle with a straw. I don't know why it's easier for me to drink out of a straw, but that just works for me. Also, maybe like adding a squirt of lemon juice or lime or adding fresh fruit or frozen fruit to your water to help it give a little bit of a flavor. If that helps you to drink more of it, that does help me for sure because we all want to be drinking tasty things. The next goal is the third one is to spend 20 minutes a day working on personal development. So what I mean by this is read an uplifting book, listen to a podcast, an audiobook. I have found that when I'm struggling with something, I'll just look up and research a podcast or book. I do better listening to the podcast or a book and find it on the topic that I need a little bit of insight on. And it instantly helps me figure out how to get out of the funk that I'm in. Also, a thing that I really love to do is Rachel Hollis. Oh my gosh, if you don't know her, you should. She's amazing. She has these start today journals. And so every morning with my personal development, my 20 minutes of that, I shoot to fill out my start today journal. So what it is it has three different sections actually. The first one is today I'm grateful for. So I list 5 things that I'm grateful for, 10 dreams that I made happen. So those are dreams in the future that I want to achieve, but it's kind of like speaking it into the universe and telling my brain like, okay, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to this. I'm going to achieve all of these goals. And then the last part of it is the goal that I'm going to achieve first. So you can decide for yourself what's more important to you and what kind of rank them accordingly. The next one is, I know these are silly, but they're things that I typically don't do, but I've noticed that since I've been doing them, how much of a difference they've made is to eat at least 4 servings of vegetables. I am so bad at eating my vegetables, but fueling my body with healthy food is a game changer. I challenge you to try that one. The next one is a personal goal. So for me, my personal goal was to stop drinking soda. Like I mentioned with the water, I'm an avid soda drinker. I love the caffeine. I love that fix. So that's my personal goal, and it's so hard. Another one that I kind of tied to that is to stop eating at 8 p.m. because I'll find myself down in the kitchen around 9 just snacking around, or throughout the day I don't eat, and then at night it's like, oh, a feast. But that is a terrible, terrible habit to get into, so I'm trying to break it. The next one, the last one, is no more than one serving of refined sugar per day. So we all know that at night it's so relaxing. I don't know if the word's relaxing. It feels right to just like have a treat yourself after a hard day, maybe have a bowl of ice cream, some candy, a brownie, I don't know, whatever your sweet tooth craves. But I am the worst at that. It's like I can't just have a bite of something. I need to eat the whole thing. So by limiting the sugar intake in my body, once again, I'm just overall feeling so much better. I'm feeling more normal, feeling more myself, and making a healthier version of myself also. Another thing that is very, very helpful to me is to have an accountability partner or an accountability gym or trainer or something. I do so much better when I know that someone else is counting on me and checking in on me. I know that's silly, and I know I need to be accountable for myself, but when I have someone checking in and say, hey, how's your eating going today? Did you get your workout in? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? I'm more likely to get it done. I don't know why. It's just that works for me. Maybe it works for you. I don't know. Anyways, so thanks for listening to this short little tidbit about some goals and challenges, and I hope that some of them work for you and you try them out. And if you do, let me know how it goes. I hope it's successful, and I hope you all are staying positive and having a good mindset about the situation. I know it isn't easy, but we will get through this. So thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great day.